Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And as we get set for our final segment tonight, hey, we love hearing from all of you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always go back to our podcast page, all of our great hosts here at our network. Check out all of our work at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And one of our favorite members of our team, of course, is Andy Pondillo, our producer. And we have had him back 2 weeks in a row because there has been so much movement that has been taking place. It has been a very busy offseason, even during these winter meetings. Good evening, Andy. It's nice to have you with us.
Definitely. It's hard to even comprehend right now what's quite going on in Major League Baseball. There's been a few winter meetings that have come years past. There's been some big names that have been dropped, but we haven't seen anything to this magnitude in a very long time with the trades, with the signings. It's literally something every single hour, something big is going down in Major League Baseball.
It has been crazy. It's been very fascinating to watch. We're going to head out to the NL West here in just a moment, but I got to ask you right here in our backyard. I mean, I was reading in the Houston Chronicle, Jeff Luhnow. So he received an extension. I mean, who knew? That obviously was at the top of their list with the Astros organization. They wanted to lock him up.
Well, Luhnow's been adamant about that plan. Jim Crane brought Luhnow in. Luhnow is his guy, and they've shown that by standing by Luhnow's side after the Bo Porter firing and believing in his long-term plan. There's a lot of skeptics out there about Luhnow's plan. It's very interesting. It's very different. But I think Jim Crane's bought in, and if there's one thing you can say about Luhnow, whether you like him or not, he does not bend from his plan. He stays the course, and they're going to stay the course a little longer as they try to move into contention.
Did you see marked improvement this year? Because they had, what, 70 wins?
I saw a lot of marked improvement. The Astros are a very top-heavy team. Their offense was a lot better than a lot of people gave them credit for. Their starting pitching was a lot better than people gave them credit for. They had the worst bullpen in Major League Baseball, and when one of your three components of your team is the worst in baseball, it is hard to be a successful team. So if they shore up the bullpen, you know, they're not, I wouldn't say they're a good team, but they're definitely not a bad team if they fix that element.
Well, perhaps they are trending in the right direction. So let's head out to the NL West. Talk to me about the Dodgers' Matt Kemp trade. That was huge.
That's a huge trade. And what the Dodgers are doing now under Andrew Friedman is very interesting. It's very unique. It's a very quick restructuring. It's odd that they trade all these guys. Basically, with Matt Kemp, you trade him, get prospects. They load up from the prospects from the Padres. Padres do have a deep farm system, and I think the Dodgers have identified that just signing free agents isn't going to work for their long-time plan. Plus, it costs a lot of dang money. The Dodgers basically have become the National League's version of the New York Yankees, and it hasn't got them very far in postseason play. So, a new thought process. But when they get rid of these guys, they let Hanley Ramirez walk, they traded Matt Kemp, they traded D. Gordon, but when they get rid of someone, they reload immediately, and they did that by making a trade for Jimmy Rollins and then making a trade for Howie Kendrick to fix that middle of the infield. The offense, probably not quite as good as it was last year, but I will say that having a guy like Kendrick very consistent and Rollins when healthy, they can have the same type of RBI production that they had from their middle infielders before. Maybe even a few more ribbies, but that loss of speed, that loss of a true leadoff man in D. Gordon, you'd have to imagine will hurt the lineup.
You are absolutely right. Andy Pondillo with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Quickly, Andy, tell all of our listeners across the country where they can check out some of your work.
They can check me out on climbingtowelshill.com. Podcast host Astro Chat will be putting a new one up this week.
Okay, so as we focus in on the restructuring of the Dodgers, they're blowing this team up. Why is it not working? I mean, you were talking about this. How many times did we talk about D. Gordon on the show? I mean, and Matt Kemp.
Well, those types of guys are the igniters of the offense. D. Gordon, the guy that gets on the top of the order, that steals bases. He can hit and run with him. He can bunt. He can do a lot of things at the top of the order that a lot of players just can't do. The forgotten part of the game, if you will. A lot of these hitters that bunt are good hit and run guys. A lot of times they're like that because they're not good hitters. D. Gordon brought that element with the speed. So it's kind of a head scratcher why you'd want to get rid of a guy like that, but there's also a belief in baseball about trading high. Maybe they thought D. Gordon wouldn't be that good again and they got max value. I haven't been able to sit down and look at the exact prospects the Dodgers received in these deals. There's been so much going on, but I can't wait to review them and see who really won on this deal. I'd have to imagine they got a pretty good package, and for Matt Kemp, delving into that Padres farm system was something they wanted to do to try and reload their own farm system. To give the Dodgers a brighter future after some of these guys' legs start to get a little old. And Matt Kemp's an another situation where he tried to trade him high. He had a pretty solid season last year after the Dodgers basically tried to trade him all offseason prior, through the whole season or trying to unload him, and they're finally able to make their wishes true. There's been reports that he's had some problems in the clubhouse. They have too many outfielders, so they finally fixed that problem. They pay $32 million themselves out of the $107 million left on Kemp's contract, so the Padres get a real bargain in terms of production for their bang for their buck of what they're going to actually pay Kemp. It just depends. Will he stay healthy or not will be the big question.
It is our MLB news and notes this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We specifically wanted Andy Pondillo to come back because so much movement is taking place in the offseason. Okay, so let's head up to those Cubbies. John Lester, I mean, are the Cubs now going to be on the verge of contending with him on board?
I think the Cubs are getting very close. I don't know if they win a wild card this year, but let's just look at the wild cards we've seen the past few years. If you're at about 85, 86 wins, you're in contention, and that's not that far above 500. Mm-hmm. So the Cubs actually, I think, can hang around in moderate contention this season. I think they end up anywhere from 78 to 82 wins based on what I'm looking at right now. But for the future, this team has a very bright future under Theo Epstein. He has a plan, much like Luno over at the Astros. He's sticking to his plan, and one thing the Cubs have done when they built their minor league system is they valued offense above pitching, and not a lot of teams do that, but they see the shortage of offense. They load up on middle infielders. They load up on guys that can swing the bat. They're all going to start to hit the big leagues. Their big question mark was filling the top of their rotation. They do have some rotation depth, but they didn't have a true ace. They didn't really probably even have a true number two as of yet. So John Lester becomes that true ace. The young pitchers can factor in, and then Jason Hamill comes back to the Cubs to give them a solid mid-rotation guy. I like the foundation for the Cubs. Mm-hmm. I say not this year, but a very bright future for that organization.
What I hear you saying, too, is you've got a lot of confidence in the direction they're headed, right?
A lot of confidence. Theo Epstein, there are critics on his plan. Anytime you rebuild, there's going to be critics everywhere because everybody wants to win now, and it's hard to win now in baseball. It's not the NFL where you can go 2-14 one year and then go 11-5 the next. It's usually more of a gradual process unless you just have so much money and so many resources to burn to play for one season. When you play for one season, however, that involves locking guys up into long-term contracts, and a lot of times that debits your future. If you want to have a strong future, you have to do it through the farm system. You have to do it through savvy trades. I think the Cubs are off to a good start. You know, the plan always looks good on paper. There's never a guarantee that it will work. Some of these players could be busts, but I like the direction they're in.
Okay, Andy Pondillo has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. A very special thank you to all of our guests in our lineup tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Tubby Smith, Texas Tech head men's basketball coach. Roland Lazenby, the author and senior editor with Lindy Sports Pro Basketball Magazine. Paul Gutierrez from ESPN, Buddy Martin, Tom Pippins, and our very own Jason Peter. A reminder, the holidays are here. Don't you dare drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.